Salvation, Narrative and Research by Pete Baumgartner. Salvation. What do the terms born again and saved mean? The term born again is mentioned only three times in the King James Version of the Bible. John 3:3, John 3:7, and 1 Peter 1:23. John 3, verses 3 through 8. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. In John 3:3 and John 3:7, the word born was translated from the Greek word genao. It means to procreate or to regenerate. In John 3:3 and John 3:7, the word again was translated from the Greek word anathen. It means from above or new. In 1 Peter 1:23, the phrase being born again was translated from one Greek word, anageneo. It means to beget or bear. From these definitions, we can conclude that the phrase born again means to be procreated or regenerated from above. To be created from above or to be created new means that the life of Father God enters into one's spirit. When this phenomenon occurs, the divine nature of God is imparted to the inward man, thereby delivering one from spiritual death. New birth means that life has manifested in a place that previously had no life. Before one is born again, the spirit of man is dead to God. It has no knowledge or illumination from God. Although the soul knows there is a supreme being, neither the soul nor spirit has been introduced to him. When the life of God enters, one becomes aware of this supreme being living on the inside. The word saved was translated from the Greek word sozo, which means to save, deliver, or protect, and from the Greek word soteria, which means rescue or safety. The American Heritage Dictionary defines saved in this manner: to rescue from harm, danger, or loss, to set free from the consequences of sin, redeem, to keep in a safe condition, safeguard. The American Heritage Dictionary defines born again in this manner: of, relating to, or being a person who has made a conversion or has renewed a commitment to Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior, a born-again Christian. Of or relating to evangelical Christianity, born-again evangelism. From these definitions, we can conclude that to be saved includes being born again, but it involves more than the new birth. To be born again means that God's life has entered the spirit of man, thereby saving him from eternal death. But the soul and body of man are not saved at this time. Salvation includes the new birth, but it does not consummate with the new birth. Salvation of the spirit is consummated when one is born again, but the soul and body still need salvation. Can the term saved and born again be used interchangeably? Although the definitions of the words born again and saved vary, one must realize that an individual cannot be born again without being saved. Neither can he be saved without being born again. The terms are interchangeable when they are used correctly. It is imperative to remember that the body has not yet been redeemed, therefore it has not yet been saved. Romans 8:23. When the body is resurrected, it will, in a figure, be born again. However, the body is not born into the family of God. It is adopted into it. When this phenomenon occurs, the body will be saved. The soul of man is not born again per se. It is saved, sozo, delivered or protected, by the implanted word of God, James 1:21. The spirit of man is born again or delivered from spiritual death when he hears and believes the gospel of Jesus, the word of God, and receives the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9-16. When referring to the spirit of man, the terms born again and salvation are interchangeable. Remember, when one is born again, his spirit becomes a member of God's family, therefore his spirit is saved. I am aware that the heart, inward man, consists of both soul and spirit. Therefore, when life comes into the spirit, it gives life to the heart. For the sake of understanding salvation in the true sense of the word, we are making a clear distinction between the soul and spirit. Is salvation past, present, or future? Salvation is past, present, and future. When one accepts Jesus the Christ as his personal Savior, he is saved from spiritual death and his past sins. When one practices the Word of God in his daily living, he is saved from the sins of the present. When the physical bodies of those who have accepted Jesus as their personal Savior are raised from the dead or raptured, their bodies will be saved. Salvation is for all three parts of man, spirit, soul, and body, but only the spirit is born again. The inward man has been redeemed, saved, but the outward man is waiting to be redeemed, saved. Ephesians 3:16-19, James 1:21, and Romans 8:23. How is one born again? According to Jesus, one is born again by the water and the Spirit, John 3:5. We must look at the scriptures to determine what Jesus meant by water and spirit. The word water could refer to water baptism, which signifies repentance, but is one truly procreated by water? It could refer to natural birth, which occurs after the amniotic fluid is released. But is the baby actually procreated by water? Titus speaks of the washing of regeneration, and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, which seems to agree with John 3:5. That's Titus 3:5. Peter speaks of being born again by the incorruptible seed, the Word of God, 1 Peter 1:23. Paul uses the phrase, washing of the water of the Word, Ephesians 5:26-27. 1 Peter 1:23 confirms that one is begotten by the Word of God. John 1:1-14 refer to Jesus as the Word of God. John 1:12-13 tells us that all who receive Jesus are given the privilege of becoming God's sons. He declares that those who receive Jesus are not born of blood or by the will of flesh, or by the will of man. Those who receive Jesus are born of God. The scriptures seem to suggest that being born again by water and the Spirit refers to the Word of God, receiving the gospel of Jesus, and the Spirit of Christ. The Bible teaches that the Spirit and the Word agree. 1 John 5:7. One cannot receive Jesus until the Word of God is preached. Romans 10:14. One who does not have the Spirit of Christ is not in the Father's family. One who has the Spirit of Christ knows that he is a son in the Father's family. Romans 8:9 through 16. Because the Spirit of God has entered our hearts, we are now identified as sons of God. Galatians 4, verses 4 through 7. From this scripture, we can conclude that through the Spirit, we become sons of God. The phrase sons of God suggests a procreation. From the preceding scriptures, we can conclude that one is born again through the union of the water of the Word and the Spirit of Christ. In order for one to be born again, he must hear, believe, and receive the Word of God, Gospel of Jesus, and the Spirit of Christ. Birth comes as a result of life. When a husband and wife sexually unite and conception occurs, a new life is produced from existing life. Natural life reproduces natural life. When the Word of God, the Gospel of Jesus, and the Spirit of Christ enter into a person's heart, eternal life is imparted. Eternal life reproduces eternal life. Procreation is preceded by conception. Neither water, baptism, nor amniotic fluid provides seed for conception. Both testify of a conception, but they do not produce a conception. The Word of God is seed. It has the ability to procreate through conception. When the Spirit of Christ unites with the Word of God, the Gospel of Jesus, in an individual's heart, life enters that person and his spirit is born again or saved from spiritual death. The Bible teaches that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10, verse 13. From our previous study of born again, we can conclude that one who calls on the name of the Lord receives salvation when he receives the Word of God, Gospel of Jesus, and the Spirit of Christ. Jesus is our salvation. According to Jesus, those who believe and receive him have already received eternal life. John 5:24. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, 1 Corinthians 1, verses 18 through 21, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 and 2, 2 Corinthians 2:15, Ephesians 2, 4 through 10, 2 Timothy 1, 8 through 10, and Titus 3, verses 4 and 5, teach that one does not have to wait for salvation. He can enjoy it now. However, this teaching does not negate a future salvation of the body or a daily salvation of the soul. Salvation must be received before one dies. Otherwise, he will not be saved after he dies. Salvation is received by faith. Just as Abraham received Isaac by faith before Isaac was ever conceived, we must receive salvation by faith, otherwise we will not be saved. According to 1 John 3:2, we are sons of God now. We are commanded by the Scripture to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12. The salvation in us must be allowed to come into fruition. Jesus on the inside must be manifested on the outside. Therefore, it is imperative to read and study the Word of God constantly and subject ourselves to the Spirit of God. Salvation of the Spirit is the beginning of a believer's life. We must grow in grace. 1 Peter 1:2, 2 Peter 3:18. We must renew our minds with God's Word. Romans 12:2. We must not become complacent with our salvation. We must constantly strive for conformity to Jesus. Romans 8:29, Ephesians 4:13. Our salvation begins and ends with faith. How is one saved? When one receives Jesus as his personal Savior, he is saved from eternal death. John 5:24, Romans 10:9-10. This experience is commonly called the new birth or being born again. The life of Jesus enters the spirit of the one who receives him by faith, thereby transmuting him from death to life. The soul of man, which consists of mind, will, and emotions, must be renewed. Romans 12:2. According to James 1:21, the soul is saved, sozo, delivered or protected, by the implanted word of God. It is saved, not born again. We have no scriptural reference of life entering the soul. However, we are taught that the soul should be subjected to life. God's word is spirit and life. It is imperative for us to read and study the word of God. Otherwise, the mind, will, and emotions, which make up the soul, will continue to function according to their previous influence. Although life enters the heart, which is composed of both soul and spirit, of one who is born again, it is imperative that the soul be delivered and protected from daily temptations. We have learned from the definition of the Greek word sozo, which has been translated as save and saved, with all their tenses, that saved means to deliver or protect. The definition of the Greek word soteria, which has been translated as salvation, deliver, health, save, and saving, means rescue or safety. The definition of the Greek word soterion, which has also been translated as salvation, means defender or defense. From these definitions, we can conclude that salvation rescues one. It provides safety for one, and it also defends one. We have been rescued from spiritual death through salvation of the Spirit. We are being delivered from sin through salvation of the soul, and we will be delivered from the present evil world through salvation of the body. 1 Corinthians 15:51-54. The Spirit is delivered from death when eternal life is imparted through the new birth. The soul is protected by receiving the Word of God and adhering to its instructions. The body will be protected or delivered from eternal destruction when it is resurrected in an immortal state. Can one lose his salvation? No. However, one can reject his salvation. Hebrews 6:4-6 and Hebrews 10:26-29. By definition, salvation primarily means to rescue or to be in safety. One can refuse to remain rescued, or one can refuse the safety provided for him, but one does not lose his rescue or safety. Can one fall from grace? Yes. However, falling from grace does not mean losing salvation, the new birth. Gleaning the principle from Galatians 5:1-4, we learn that falling from grace occurs when one tries to substitute works for faith. We received our righteousness through faith, not works. Our works should correspond with our faith, not replace our faith. Salvation of the Spirit is received by faith. So is salvation of the soul and body. Galatians 5:7. And Ephesians 2:8-10. Can one be born again more than one time? No. One cannot be born more than one time naturally, nor can he be born more than one time spiritually. One who rejects Jesus rejects the eternal life that comes through him. Consequently, one who rejects Jesus is without hope. There is no other sacrifice for him. Hebrews 6, verses 4 through 6. Hebrews 10, verses 26 through 29. Peter portrays the man who rejects salvation as a dog returning to its vomit, or a pig that was washed returning to wallow in the mire. 2 Peter 2, verses 20 through 22. It is imperative to realize that one can be out of fellowship, yet not out of relationship. The prodigal son is an excellent example of this truth. Luke 15, verses 11 through 24. According to 1 John 2:1, we should not sin. But if we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is our advocate, not accuser. He does not take eternal life from us. However, it is possible for one to reject eternal life by rejecting Jesus. He is our life. Does the Bible teach eternal security? According to the Scriptures, one who does not reject his salvation, Jesus, can be eternally secure. Hebrews 3:14. One does not have to live in fear of losing his salvation. However, one who lives a life of sin and thinks that he is eternally secure is deceived. The Scriptures teach that the ungodly will have their part in the lake of fire. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10, Revelation 21, verse 8. One who abides in death does not have life. Conclusion. By looking at all the New Testament Scriptures relating to salvation, we have learned that one who is saved is delivered and protected. When one is born again, eternal life enters his spirit, and he is saved, delivered from spiritual death and past sins. With the new birth comes a new nature that desires to please God. Salvation of the soul is an ongoing process. It is a daily protection and deliverance from present sins. When one hears and complies with the Word of God, his soul is protected from sin. Salvation of the body is something that occurs daily, but it is also something that will occur in the future. When one hears and complies with the Word of God, his body is protected from sinning, but it still needs to be redeemed. According to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 through 54, and 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 17, the corruptible, mortal bodies of those who have received Jesus as their personal Savior will be raised from the dead or changed if they're still living. These bodies will no longer be corruptible and mortal. They will be transformed into incorruptible and immortal bodies. When this transformation occurs, these bodies will be redeemed and adopted into the family of God. The spirit of man is born again, which saves him from spiritual death. The soul of man is daily saved by receiving the Word of God and adhering to its instructions. The body of man is daily saved from sinning when it adheres to the Word of God and implements its instructions. However, it is waiting for its redemption, at which time it will be adopted into the family of God. When this phenomenon occurs, salvation for the total man will be consummated. The Scriptures teach that those who endure to the end will be saved. Matthew 10:22. Matthew 24:13, and Mark 13:13. The Greek word hupomeno, which is translated as endure and endureth, means to stay under, remain, to undergo, bear, have fortitude, or persevere. The word saved was translated from the Greek word sozo, which means to save, deliver, or protect. From these definitions, we can conclude that those who persevere through trials and temptations are delivered, both in the present and in the future. Philippians 2:12 teaches, that we are to work out our salvation. The Greek word katergazomai, which was translated as work out, means to work fully or accomplish. By implication, it means to finish or fashion. The word salvation was translated from the Greek word soteria, which means rescue or safety. From these definitions, we can conclude that to work out one's salvation means to finish the rescue. The rescue begins with the spirit, it continues with the soul, and it will be consummated in the body. The salvation of the inward man must be manifested in the outward man. The eternal life within should affect one's external lifestyle. The more we submit to the Spirit, the less we yield to the desires of the flesh. This process must continue until the rescue is complete. From this perspective, we see salvation as an ongoing process that begins internally and is completed externally. However, the body is not totally rescued until it is raised from the dead or transformed. Salvation in each part of man requires one to have faith in the redemptive work of Jesus and to cooperate with the Word of God and the Spirit of God. One who is saved has been delivered. He is being delivered, and he will be delivered. The scripture references supporting this teaching of salvation may be downloaded from our website, which is ThomasvilleWorldOutreachCenter.net.